And with the number one overall pick in the Kennedy Space Center NFL Draft, NASA selects Jacksonville Jaguar quarterback and aerospace engineer Josh Dobbs. Next on the Rocket Ranch.
EGS Program Chief Engineer, verify no constraints to launch.
3, 2, 1, and liftoff.
Welcome to space.
NASA's internship program now has an NFL quarterback in its ranks. Josh Dobbs of the Jacksonville Jaguars has a degree in aerospace engineering, and thanks to the NFL Players Association's externship program, he is now working as an intern at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida this offseason. Josh took a few minutes out of his hectic schedule to share his unique insights on NASA and life in the NFL. Please note, this was recorded in studio prior to the current social distancing guidelines. I'm here at Kennedy Space Center in the audio booth with Joshua Dobbs, NFL quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Thank you so much for being here, bud.
Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Started playing football when you were 5 years old. You played high school ball for the Alpharetta Raiders of Alpharetta, Georgia. Mm-hmm. Went on to have a great career at the University of Tennessee, where you were a starter for several winning seasons in 2015, 2016, won some bowl games. You were drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers in the fourth round of the 2017 NFL Draft. After several seasons with the Steelers, you were traded to the nearby Jacksonville Jaguars as a quarterback for the team. And what's so interesting to our audience is that currently you're doing an internship with the engineering department. Is that right?
That is right.
At NASA's Kennedy Space Center. And folks, why is that? Because Josh busted out a 4.0. Not in the 40. Of course, I don't know that
anybody. That would have
been cool. Yeah, has anybody ever run a 4?
That would have been the fastest ever right there.
Right. That's true. 4.2, right? 4.4, 4.4, 4.4. Yeah.
Right.
But you had a 4.0 in your grade point average and in the aerospace engineering major at UT. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Bringing the brains and the brawn.
Brains and the brawn, yes, sir.
I love it. Well, so tell me, Joshua, you're here doing this internship. Kind of help me understand how you've been able to play football and keep a fascination with space.
It's been definitely a process. When I was younger, I attribute a lot of my success and habits I created to my parents. I grew up an only child, so quickly at an early age, they kind of taught me, one, obviously excel in the classroom, that comes first, but then they also pushed me to doing different experiences, participate in different activities that I would enjoy outside of school. So they helped me figure out that I love football by placing me in just about every single sport you could place your kid in when he's 5 years old. The different experience that I had growing up and being able to juggle football, baseball, basketball, along with taking accelerated classes and then being in the band. I was in karate. I was in chorus. I've learned I couldn't sing, but I was in chorus.
Oh, yeah? You can sing, huh?
I can't sing. Cannot sing. Cannot sing. So don't put me
on the spot. But you took chorus to find out.
To find out. Right. Okay. So I did all of those, and I kept up with extreme workload from elementary school, middle school, high school. So as the stage grew and as things got more difficult, the habits that I created when I was younger or what I was able to fall back on when time management was key in college, being able to juggle playing SEC football at the quarterback position and also being an engineer, definitely called for long days, long periods.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
SEC quarterback, starting quarterback,
yes,
for the Tennessee Volunteers, and at the same time in the aerospace engineering school. Like, how did you do that?
Well, I'll be a fool to one say that I did it by myself, because Tennessee gave us a great framework when we got to school with different study halls and giving us different tutors and mentors that are in our field, so we're able to learn and learn the way of the land. But also, it took, determination. I think, on a daily basis, you're in class from 9 till 2, then practice is from 2, then meetings are from 2 to 4, practice from 4 to 6, then you have post-workout, post-film, and then you're in study hall, and then you're to the library, and then you wake up and repeat process the next day, and you have to eat throughout the day. So I think I closed down the library just about every single day of my college career. But
wow.
Again, it was the habits that I was able to form when I was younger, learning how to manage my time, be productive, be disciplined, and understand when I came to college, I came there for a reason that, hey, I want to play football at the highest level, but I also want to pursue an engineering degree that I know that I will enjoy, something that I'm very intrigued with. I want to learn more. I want to be an engineer. So being able to juggle two things I was extremely passionate about, you know, made it not suffering, but made it very enjoyable.
Fascinating. People are going to be so amazed to hear that how you juggled all those things. But you give credit to your parents, who kind of helped you instill some good habits in you at a very young age, which is pretty cool. What are you going to be doing here at KSC?
So thus far, it's been pretty much a whirlwind of a week. And I started off in the KEXI division where I was working instrumentation. Spent a day, you know, shadowing them, seeing, you know, the hazardous gas detection system, learning about the wind profile that they have for launch day. Just learning about different, the weather protection system on the mobile launcher. So just seeing different things and understanding how the instrumentation works from an electrical point of view. And then from there, it's kind of been, every single day has been a different opportunity where I've gone from there to, I've gone to flight accessories. So seeing the different umbilicals, how they work, how they secure the rocket to the mobile launcher. To seeing different tests that they're performing on the instrumentation, to then seeing, learning about the core stage and how it's going through this green run testing. And
talking about the SLS, the
right.
Next generation world's most powerful rocket that we're going to use to send people back to the moon
and then to Mars.
Yeah.
So it's been a whirlwind. I've learned about the SLS, the whole space program, the Artemis project, Orion, which goes on top of SLS.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a whirlwind of a week. I've kind of seen, I think, all of KSC, but I know the next couple of days I'll continue to see more and I'll continue to have my mind expanded by what's going on here. And it's truly amazing to see the innovation that's going on a daily basis.
Absolutely. And the space history that's here when you're told that, like, this is where the rockets took
right.
off and took Americans to the moon for the first time. What's your sense of the history here?
That's so humbling because I'm connecting with the history just because, you know, just growing up, being so interested in engineering, like the history is what you look up every single day. You're like, oh, wow, this is what we're doing. This is where we've come from. So then to be able to be here on the footsteps of where it all happened, where the innovation happened, where the science happened, where the engineering happened, and where the launches actually took place to take the people first to space and then to the moon, now to the International Space Station, where they'll take place to go to Mars. It's kind of, since chills down your back. I honestly, you know, driving in every single morning and just seeing, because I'm at OSB 1, so it's the one right next to the VAB.
Right.
So
and
driving
the vehicle
in,
assembly building, the iconic building.
Yeah. Driving in and parking in front of that building every single day, you know, it really wakes you up when you get here. You get here at like 7 a.m., but you get out of the car and you see that. It's like, wow, there's so many people that have come before me that have paved the way to what's going on here at NASA now. So just to, I know I'm not here for a long time, but to be here and just get a glimpse and be able to touch, you know, what's going on here, it's truly an amazing experience.
Now, you've only been here a short period of time. And for those who, if you've never met Josh Dobbs, he comes across, I just met him a few, you know, minutes ago, but you come across as a very polite, very gracious with your time kind of person. But now you're coming in as a professional quarterback to a lot of people who are engineers, who might be big football fans, fantasy football fans, like whatever, right? They're going to be like, oh, dude, can I have this? Are you going to get any work done? Like, how do you kind of give them a little stiff arm without being rude?
You obviously, you give them both. Everyone wants to talk about football. I mean, right. It's like America's favorite pastime, and we're in like football central USA right here. Yeah. So everyone loves talking about the game, which I don't mind. I love talking about the game. But like the first couple of days, I also say, you're like, I'm here to learn the life of an engineer because that's also part of who I am. I'm an engineer. I studied aerospace engineering. So I want to see the day in the life of an engineer. So it's funny. The first day we were mapping out, you know, everything that I was going to do here. And they were saying, oh, you know, you don't want to go to the meetings. Let's just show you the cool stuff. I said, okay, I want to see the cool stuff. But also,
I truly want to
sit in on the engineering meeting where you're discussing different things that are going on with the projects and different instrumentation that you have to test. I want to see the logistics side of it to understand what it means to be an engineer. Maybe I'm sitting there shadowing you doing your desk busy work, but that's still interesting to me because I want to see, not being able to be around this field a lot in the real world, I want to see what it's like to be an engineer for a day. So I kind of taking it all in, whether it's the cool stuff where you're at the VAB, the vertical assembly building, where you're at the pad, where the launch pad, or whether you're just sitting in the office doing normal desk work, it's all enjoyable to me.
You mentioned meetings. Now NASA likes meetings.
We've got meetings and acronyms. I've learned that quickly. Those are two hot topics here for
almost
sure.
Almost like another language.
It is.
To speak.
I started looking up the dictionary online. I'll just write down acronyms in my notebook and then just look it up online and then go home and that's what they were talking about.
Like, I know what it's talking about.
Now I get it.
Don't ever be afraid to ask for an acronym because everybody knows it out here. Like,
right.
You know, hey, you got to get this figured out. Well, so what about the pro football part? I mean, right now you're a professional quarterback mm-hmm. in the NFL for the Jacksonville Jaguars. So what's your goals? What's your aim there?
I am there. So obviously I was traded from the Steelers to Jacksonville at the beginning of last season. I'm due to injuries and then logistics, and then also the NFL is a business, so you have to respect that side of it as well. And my goal is to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. There's only 32 of them, and I wouldn't be one of those 32. So that's what I'm working for every single day. It's funny, you go from engineering all day to then going over to the gym. You got to get your workout in. So days obviously can get stretched out, but you know it goes back to college. You know, I understand how it is to juggle both sides of it. How is it to work toward a dream, to work toward a goal? So every single day I'm stacking chips, whether it's right now in the engineering world, but then also making sure I'm getting my training, my conditioning to be able to be prepared once our off-season regiment starts in April. Hit the ground running and be able to go in and dominate once the season comes.
Oh, I love to hear that. Well, so these two goals here, becoming a starting quarterback in the NFL and then possibly an aerospace engineer, it's tough to imagine how you can keep that going forward. But and to be clear, very difficult to get the internship. So how do you, these two branches, keep them going at the same time?
Well, of course, right now I'm a professional football player, and that's my focus. But the beauty about, you know, being a professional football player in the NFL and the NFLPA is they provide you with opportunities like this, an externship, where you can go and take 3 weeks of your time in the offseason to immerse yourself into a field of your interest. So to have these 3 weeks to immerse myself into the engineering world is amazing. And then once this finishes and we're back to the grind where you're back on your training regiment every single day, throwing, lifting, running, you're taking each year and you're just building chips. So, you know, obviously, like most interns, I'm not able to spend an extended amount of time, but I'll be able to have this opportunity to first learn everything that's going on at KSC, be able to see the big picture and see different subsystems. And then next year, I'll be able to grow on that. So, obviously, people think of like goals and they want instant gratification. Like, all right, I got to do both now, right? So I'm working on one now and then playing the long run for the other one. So it works out pretty well, just seeing the big picture.
Taking the small pieces step by step mm-hmm. to get your goals. You're right, because it's very hard to realize a big goal like becoming an aerospace engineer all at once.
Especially at NASA, right?
Right, right. So what do you think about the new Artemis program? This is the one where we're seeking to land a woman, the first woman, and the next man on the moon by 2024. That's just 4 years away. When you hear that, and you know that there's going to be a ton of engineering that kind of gets behind this, we've gone to the moon before, but really going to the moon this time is to help build
the next step, right,
for Mars. So what kind of... what do you think about a goal that big that NASA has set?
I think it's amazing. I think it's obviously been a while since we've gone to the moon, and obviously there's a lot of reasons behind that. We were building the International Space Station. We were doing other missions. But for that to be a goal and just to see how that goal is basically the framework, the support to the next goal, the springboard to go into Mars, I think is extremely exciting. And I think the most interesting thing that I've seen on a daily basis is when you go out and you're a part of the different subsystems and you're interacting with the different engineers, the stuff that they're doing when they're building the mobile launcher and when they're assembling this rocket is stuff that's never been done before. That's what's so amazing about it. It's not like they're coming here and mass producing a piece that operates on a daily basis. They're literally building a rocket to do something that it's never done before and that has never been done in mankind. So it's special, right? It's almost mind-blowing. It's like, wow, like it's like something you see in movies. You know, it's truly mind-blowing.
So, I often find myself when I'm walking around
the Space Center, particularly inside the VAB, and I'm looking at those massive structures like, I feel like I'm on the set of Star Wars.
Well, you know the movie Pacific Rim where they have like the...
Yes.
That's what it feels like, the ginormous ceiling, Star Wars as well.
Yep.
You're walking around there, you're just like a kid in a zoo almost, you know?
It's
amazing just because of the innovation and then being able to like have an engineering background, just knowing what it takes. You know, it's taking stuff that you learned in school, stuff that you've learned on the job, but it's also being able to use those and critically think to solve problems that have never been solved before.
There's such a reward to that, isn't
right.
there? I think that's kind of like what's central to engineering is having a problem and finding that unique solution. Is there a particular type of problem that you would enjoy helping NASA solve?
Honestly, you know, any problem. It was actually interesting. Yesterday I was over with the virtual reality team where they take your body dimensions and they immerse you into different environments. So like whether you're like an astronaut or something working on the mobile launcher, you can see the stuff like actually work, you know, in the space, right?
Uh-huh.
So I get a chance to spend extended time with them a little later. But that was so interesting because I'm thinking like, just how applicable that is to like every situation, whether it's here at NASA or in sports, like just virtually seeing yourself in different situations and being able to take those mental reps. So whether you get out on the mobile launcher and you're trying to make an adjustment or you're an astronaut trying to just fit in the spacecraft, you know, it's mm-hmm. there's so many applications for that software, for that technology. And I think like really the sky's the limit for that, just visually getting, be able to virtually see stuff and get mental reps at it. So it's definitely interesting.
All right, Joshua Dobbs, you're working some long days, interning by day here at Kennedy Space Center and getting ready for the NFL season coming up as a quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars. We wish you great success and we thank you very much for being here. And listen, you know, we know you're going to be fantastic, but if someday down the road when you leave the NFL and you decide to come to NASA Kennedy, we got dibs on you for the flag football team, all right?
That's a deal.
We got a deal?
No other NASA site will stand a chance.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Joshua, it was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I'm Daryl Nail, and that's our show. Thanks for stopping by the Rocket Ranch. And special thanks to our guest, Joshua Dobbs. To learn more about NASA's intern program, visit intern.nasa.gov. And to learn more about everything going on at KSC, go to nasa.gov/Kennedy. And check out NASA's other podcast to learn more about what's happening at all of our centers at nasa.gov/podcasts. A special shout out to our producer, John Sackman, our sound man, Lauren Mathry, and our editor, Michelle Stone. And remember, on the Rocket Ranch, the sky is not the limit.